China is trying to get back to work, though coronavirus is still spreading. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. More than 1,000 people have now died from the new coronavirus. And Beijing has now two problems, containing the virus and containing the economic fallout. The Chinese government is urging some people in areas less affected by the virus to go back to work. It's telling farmers not to miss the spring planting season and to wear face masks in the fields. It's urging large companies not to miss production targets. But the fact that so many factories have been idle for weeks now has had companies outside of China also scrambling to reorganize their supply chains. Jim Knott is the CEO of one such company, Riverdale Mills. It's a Massachusetts-based manufacturer of welded wire mesh. It goes into everything from lobster traps to garden fencing. He's with us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So I know you guys get your steel from the U.S., but you have a lot of other ingredients that come from China. So how's coronavirus affecting you guys?
Several of our vendors over in China have been shut down for, since the Lunar New Year. And we're hearing right now they're not sure when all of the plants will come back online. So as a result of that, we've had to shift some of our supply chain to other parts of the world.
How hard is it to sort of pick up and find new suppliers from outside of China?
So we've had to struggle finding other people that can fill those gaps, but we've done it. We've gone to Latin America, Europe.
Is that more expensive?
Yes, it is. It becomes more expensive.
A lot of parts of China are maybe returning to work this week. What about your factories?
I think that most of them are not returning to work because of labor shortages and people being self-quarantined at home. One of the other issues that the Chinese are experiencing is the disruption of their own supply chain. They're not able to get goods into their factories in order to convert them into semi-finished goods for export.
How's this affecting labor for you guys outside of China?
Well, we had an engineer that was visiting China. So that particular person, when he returned from China, we had to quarantine him for 14 days, just out of caution. He's still not back to work at this point in time, but he's working from home.
Wow. Is he okay?
He's fine, as far as we know.
Beyond the challenges of managing your supply chain around coronavirus right now, you guys are also dealing with tariffs, right? Tariffs on Chinese goods.
Well, we're dealing with two things. We're dealing with tariffs at this point in time, and we're also dealing with a very strong dollar. And the rising value of the U.S. dollar presents challenges to manufacturers such as Riverdale Mills. It makes our products less desirable on the export market. Riverdale exports about 45% of what we make. Now, from a tariff standpoint, as we purchase stuff on the global marketplace, those products become more expensive, which makes it hard to import products. So we're really relying on the domestic economy to supply us with all the raw materials we need. And in many cases, that can't be done.
Jim Knott, CEO of Riverdale Mills in Massachusetts, good luck. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's do a quick look at the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 2 to 3/10% range.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell will be on Capitol Hill today and tomorrow. He is going to be testifying on the state of the economy and economic risks like the coronavirus. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has a preview.
Twice a year, the Federal Reserve delivers a report to Congress, and Fed Chair Jay Powell treks up to Capitol Hill to answer questions about it. The Fed has already released the report. It says there could be what it calls spillovers from the effects of the coronavirus in China. The Fed says the Chinese economy is so big that what it calls significant distress in China could spread to U.S. and global markets. The Fed says there could be a decline in trade and prices for commodities like soybeans. The Fed also has a warning about risky corporate debt. It says about half of investment-grade debt is rated just above junk bond levels. The Fed is worried that investors will sell these bonds all at once, causing what the Fed calls an outsized fall in prices. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
People with disabilities can sometimes face a tough time in the job market. The University of New Hampshire's Institute on Disability keeps track of how they're doing. It's releasing its annual Disability Statistics Compendium today with data on employment, earnings, and education for people with disabilities. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
One in four U.S. adults has a disability, according to the Centers for Disease Control. And employment is a key concern for many of them, says Andrew Houghtonville. He's a research director at the University of New Hampshire's Institute on Disability.
The more people with disabilities that are employed, the better health insurance they have, the better incomes they have.
He says those employment numbers have been flat for the past 2 years.
You know, when the economy started to go into full employment, a lot of people with disabilities are going back into the labor market looking for jobs. However, that seemed to have waned.
Houghtonville says a lot of people with disabilities worry about losing their benefits if they choose to go back into the labor force. Mason Amiri at Rutgers University agrees. He says the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, passed in 1990, and it needs an update.
We can somehow amend the ADA or look into the ADA as it's entering its 30th year to, you know, accommodate people with disabilities better.
And he says incorporate them more fully into the new American economy, one full of gig workers and part-time hustles. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.